This is more of kind of a cinema snobby question. Just curious about the process there. Do you have a favorite part, whether it be writing the jokes for the episode or shooting it or editing or any kind of other post-production?
For my cinema
for the,
snob
Yeah,
episode?
For the snob episode specifically.
Oh, my favorite part.
Or least favorite part. That would work too.
My favorite part certainly isn't editing. That's time-consuming. whereas when I'm doing a movie, editing is about my favorite part, but not so much when I do a snob episode. Probably watching the movie. Probably watching the movie and taking notes.
Okay.
Filming it's easy enough.
Right.
Filming a snob episode only takes about maybe 40 minutes.
And I'm also curious as to, was there any kind of special circumstance as to the kind of the creation or the starting of doing midnight screenings back in 2011, I think?
It just kind of happened. Like, the first episode we did of that was for Thor. Oddly enough, that episode's not available anymore. It got lost somewhere over when we used to be on Blip TV, and I've never run into anyone who recorded it. So, I mean, it could turn up somewhere, but I don't have a copy of it. But so we saw that they were doing a midnight screening of Thor, and every now and then, sometimes every once in a while they would do a midnight screening for a movie. So we saw there was one listed for Thor. So I was like, all right, let's just take the camera with us and we'll go see Thor. And then we'll talk about it in the car afterwards. Mm-hmm. I thought that would be just like a one-time thing, or we would just do it whenever some big movie came out that they're doing a midnight release for. But then we noticed the following week, which was like Bridesmaids and Priest, that they were doing it again. And I was like, oh, okay, well, maybe this could turn into a thing. So we just started doing it, and we hit all the midnight previews that summer. For the first couple of years, they only did it during the summer. And then during 2013, they started doing it year-round. And for 2011 and 2012, they were literally at midnight. that hasn't been the case since, 2013.
Right. And since you have, for midnight screenings, and then before you did that, I mean, you've gone to the, with the midnight screenings, I mean, there's hundreds upon hundreds of those videos. I mean, is it still a special experience going to the theater, or just since you've been there so many times, is it kind of numb to it?
Oh, well, I mean, even before the midnight screenings, I would be at the movie theater about every week.
Right.
Even before I started doing stuff online. I mean, I grew up with myself or my mom going to a movie like every weekend. So no, so for me, it's not any big change going to see something every Thursday. I mean, I see multiple movies in a weekend now, but that doesn't bother me at all. Honestly, it's like my favorite time of the week, because I get out of the house. I see my friends. We watch a movie and then we shoot the breeze about it in the car afterwards. I enjoy it. Even when it's something that I know is going to be bad, I still like getting out of the house and going out to a movie and talking about it afterwards.
Awesome. So I know this is kind of coming out of left field here, but over the summer I watched all of the Friday the 13th movies, which I saw part 3 once a couple of years ago. But so the snob videos for Friday the 13th are my favorite ones.
Right on, cool.
So I was wondering, what are your top 3 favorite Friday the 13th movies? Or Yeah, top three, I think, because I think that's how you should do it when doing
three favorite Friday the 13th movies. Three, four, and man, that's a toss up between six and two. I almost want to say two, three, and four because they're all kind of their own like mini trilogy.
Yeah.
Because they all take place within like a few days of each other, but six is so good.
I love six. Yeah, I really, the soundtrack is great and it, it's so fun.
Yeah,
six is probably the funnest one. Yeah, I would say
three is just one of the most entertaining and best 3D movies ever made.
Yeah, yeah, no, they, the like Blu-ray set that I have, it comes with like the. The red and blue 3D glasses, and it was pretty fun. Yeah, it was a good time.
Oh yeah, yeah. So does mine. Mine does too. That's a lot of fun to watch.
All right. How about just one more for you? So, what would be your absolute dream project, like for a movie, if you didn't have to worry about money or location or anything like that?
Oh, this movie that I wrote like 12 years ago called Class of 86. Mm-hmm. It's something that I never had the budget for. And then over time, I think within the past few years, it was like I reimagined it in my head as that it would be an animated movie. Mm-hmm. Cause if I had unlimited funds, I'd have to think whether I'd want that to be live action or animated, because doing it animated, I was like, wow, I could really be really trippy and kind of do whatever I wanted with this. Mm-hmm. Class of 86 is a movie that I wrote when I lived in California, and it is just kind of a hybrid of a bunch of different things I liked in 80s movies, like the teen sex comedy, slasher movies, post-apocalyptic movies, all kinds of stuff. So it was this movie about this group of teenagers in 1986 who are trying to cheat on this report they have to do. So they get this nerdy kid to help them, and then he like betrays them and they get revenge on him, but then this accident happens and he ends up being burnt. So it's very much like a setup for a slasher movie, like
sure.
Something like Slaughter High or Prom Night. And then it's 10 years later. But in between that 10 years, the nuclear holocaust has happened. So this same group of friends are kind of roaming the wasteland together. And during this freak acid rainstorm, they take shelter in their abandoned high school where this deformed, like, nerdy kid is still living. And then it turns into a slasher film. So that was... that's always been like my dream project, but I never even attempted actually making it because I have never had the budget for that.
All right. Listen, you can check out Brad on all of his content on his YouTube channel, Stoned Gremlin Productions, or on his site, thecinemasnob.com. Give him a shout on Twitter at The Cinema Snob. Brad, seriously, man, this was really a pleasure, and thanks for coming on and making the time.
No problem, man. Anytime. Thanks for inviting me.